This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, and welcome to this episode of Hustle and Pro. I'm your host, Kelly Walker. Today, we're sitting down in my house to have a casual chat with one of my favorite youth athletes. Her name is Sydney Deckert. She played soccer here at Wakeland High School in Frisco and has since been in college for a few years now. So I wanted to take the chance while she's home on school break to catch up with her and learn a little bit more about her sports journey. So enjoy this episode with Sydney. All right, Sydney, welcome to Hustle and Pro.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, so I mentioned in the open that you're home for break from college, and so I just thought it would be fun to sort of sit down and learn more about you. So I've known you a couple years, right? Mm-hmm. Two or three, maybe, back when you were playing in high school at Wakeland.
Yep.
And you've been to college a few years, and I just sort of met up with you and saw you randomly in October and, like, had a quick chat. And I was like, okay, well, I want to have that chat, but, like, on camera, yeah. So that we can, like, all learn a little more about you. So I guess rewind a little bit. Like, I don't know you as a youth athlete. So tell me, like, I know you as a soccer player now. What did you look like as a youth sports kid?
I mean, same as now. I started when I was four, playing a ton of sports, soccer, track, cross country, you know, did the whole shebang and bob. And then when I got to 7 years old, my mom was like, look, you got to pick which sport you want.
Seven.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's three of us. So I got a twin and a little sister.
She's a twin?
Yeah. Yes, I have a twin. And then a little sister who's 13 months younger. So we're all like, we were like called the Irish triplets.
Yeah.
So she was sports here, there. And so she got to a point, I was like, all right, pick a sport.
Did all of you play sports?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mine.
What was your twin sports?
Yeah, pretty much the same in volleyball. Yeah, all girls.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah. So mine was between cheer and soccer. Okay. And at seven, I decided to pick soccer, and then after a little few months later, I got asked to join a club, which was called Liverpool, and so then I continued and played club till all of high school.
So really young starting club.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're under like 10, that's really young for club.
Yeah.
Yeah. The kids probably have to really love it, or the parents are like steering them, but, and then if the kids don't love it, you're probably done pretty quick.
Yep.
Did you stick with club all the way through high school?
Yep, all the way through high school.
Different clubs? Or did you stick with the same?
So I went from Liverpool to FC Dallas, and then I finished my last 2 years of high school at Sting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're Sting family.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I mean, Sting is like known for and originally being a girls club. We joined this is our second full year, so we're a year and a half in.
Okay,
yeah,
awesome.
For Jax.
Oh, that's awesome.
14 you, I guess, yeah. 13, whatever. It is. But it's a big club around here.
Oh, yeah.
I hadn't really known about it. We were FC Dallas for a few years as well. And so it's cool to see.
I like
when we do training sessions, there's usually girls also and boys, and we scrimmage age older girls a lot.
Yeah.
Which is cool. Did you ever scrimmage boys?
Yeah, we did boys at FC Dallas. My coach had a boys team.
Did you like scrimmaging boys or no?
I did. The boys, they have a faster, they're faster pace, aggressive, stronger, So it was fun to like, okay, your touches have to be a lot faster. You got to be more aggressive. I don't know. I loved it.
I mean, it should be one of those things that helps you compete better, right?
100%.
It should be like a change for your normal training and your normal competition and that kind of thing. Okay, so you just said aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, I've actually never seen you play soccer. Mm-hmm. Because I think when I mean, I'm not a Wakeland parent, but I've seen a few Wakeland games, like, when they play Reedy. But I don't know why I assume, but, like, I feel like you're aggressive and loud on the field.
Yep.
So what is your playing style? What is your position and playing style?
Okay, so I played all across the back line. College, I've been playing center back. So I went to two different colleges. My first one, I was outside back.
Okay.
The new college I'm at right now, I'm playing a center back. So I'm very vocal. Like, you'll hear me a mile away. Everyone likes to say I'm very loud.
Yeah.
And, super aggressive.
What was your high school's position?
I was an outside back.
Outside.
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So high school, you also got to play when you were playing Sting and club, you also got to play for your high school.
Yeah.
For Wakeland.
Mm-hmm.
Did you play? I know Wakeland girls soccer has always been really good around here, especially when you were there. So did you play when they won state championship?
So I was able to play. So junior year, we went to state, got second place.
Okay.
Senior year, I ended up tearing my ACL throughout the season, so I wasn't able to play. Mm-hmm. But that was, you know, my class.
That was the year they won?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it was my senior year.
Yeah, you were.
So, yeah.
So, like, and I've heard, even though you're not on the field, you're, like, very important.
Yeah.
Right? To the team because of your, like, local leadership. You're not, like, standing on the back line, but you're probably still very involved.
Yeah.
Were you still at all the things and
all the
right
events.
In the middle?
Yeah, I became more of, like, a coach to help out with the team and the program and all that.
Yeah. Okay. So, that injury, was that the worst thing at that point that it happened?
That was probably my worst. Yep. Major injury. Yep.
How did it happen? Were you in a game?
Yeah. So it was high school, halfway through the second like season, like playing, we're going back playing everybody. We're playing Frisco, had the ball, a girl came in back. I was turning, a girl came in, chipped me from the back. I went in turn and tore my ACL.
Yeah. So you knew it. Probably instantly.
Oh, yeah. 100. Yeah. Yep. Heard the pop. Yeah.
Sometimes you hear when people have knee injuries and it's sort of slighter, you know, they can like make their way around on it for a while and wait it out or whatever.
Yeah.
So did you have surgery right away?
Yes. Or? Yeah. So that following Monday, went and saw our high school doctor, went in, got the MRI, was told that it was torn. That Friday, I ended up getting surgery really fast.
That same week?
Yeah, same week. Yeah, no, I was in and out because after that, I was focused on like college and I was like, okay, this is done.
So, I mean, if that's back half of the spring?
Yeah, so it's February.
February, okay, because it's like high school starts and before the
break. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Okay, so February of your senior year.
Yeah.
What was your college like commitment level at that point?
So I had committed to Sam Houston State University. My process was a little slower just because COVID and all that. Mm-hmm. So I didn't end up committing till November, but I didn't sign my forms till February like 7th, like the first, like right when that signing happened.
Right.
So a week later, I tore my ACL.
Okay.
So, and
is
then,
that a blessing?
Well, if I hadn't assigned it, I think my scholarship would have gotten taken
away.
Right,
that's what
and
I mean,
so,
like timing-wise.
Yeah,
it could have been a worse situation for you.
And then 2 weeks later, the coaches that had recruited me, my head coach ended up retiring, so we ended up getting a whole new coaching staff.
Before you got there?
Yeah. So I was, so I'd come in, ACL, coaches who had recruited me had all left, so.
So I've never been recruited by college coaches. Is, for you, how much of your decision was based on those specific coaches, that what they talked to you about, their personality, how much you like wanted to play under them versus the school and the traditions and the people, like the school stuff? Like, how did you separate the two, and like how much does the coaching matter?
Oh, the coaching matters 100%. I don't, like, I wasn't a big, like, about the label. Like, you know, you come to Frisco and everyone's like, oh, I got to be, you know, top 10, da, da, da.
Yeah.
Cause
gotta, like, go to a place that looks good.
Yeah, but also, like, I want to play.
Yeah.
So it was also, like, okay, coach's person, like, I can't sit with someone who doesn't have a personality. And I also, like, I have a very big personality.
Yeah.
So it's like, if a coach doesn't have that, they're not, you know, going to get it. Like, it's not going to be the same
thing.
Like,
it needs to match up.
Yeah. And so, like, of course, like, the campus, like, it just felt like home. That's kind of how, like, I went on all these, like, visits and stuff, and I was like, okay, does it feel like home? And then I also narrowed it down, like, if I didn't play college soccer, could I see myself going here too? Because I feel like that plays a big role, because if I did have a medical, you know.
If that got taken away, would you still want to be at that school?
Yeah, exactly.
And so for you, that was all yeses. So you committed to them. And then, okay, the injury. So then you spend the rest of the season, like, how long was that season? Like, when do you finish that Wakeland season?
State's in April.
April.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Easter weekend.
Okay. Gosh, that's a long
time.
So your surgery, you're like probably starting your rehab and all that stuff, but you're still focused and like, I'm playing, I don't know, athletes usually report what, August something, July?
Yeah, July.
So like, you're like in the mindset of, I got to get back, like the high school thing's done, right?
But
summer, fall, like, to be on the field again?
Yeah, so I was told by my first, because I had never had my ACL torn, and this first doctor was like, look, I can get you back in 6 months, which now looking at it is like it's like not, it, yeah, yeah, not especially if you don't want it to happen again. So yeah. I was told I'd be back for August. So I was like, all right, let's get surgery now. Like I'll be in and out. Yeah. So yeah. But then later on, I figured out.
Then like I want to hear about that too, because yeah, that's a big part of your story right now, right? But so you played in the your freshman year?
No. So I did not get to play in the fall. I got to play in the spring.
You were still okay. Because you were still injured. Working on it. Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't get cleared till that this upcoming January.
Okay, so then you start playing with that team, and so then what's happened from then, from your first time actually playing college soccer to now?
Oh my gosh,
I know
so
a lot, right?
So much. So yeah, so I got to play in January. Ended up me and that new coach just didn't really see eye to eye on things. Yeah. And I just thought it was best. Okay. I'm going to hit the portal. Well, of course, like we didn't film anything in the spring. So I had no practices, no games, which kind of screwed up because I had a few other people hit the portal with me too. Mm-hmm. And they were all kind of like, okay, like the only film I had was from my senior year of high school. Like I had high school and I had college or club.
Okay.
So,
is that like your resume is?
Yeah. So it was,
And if you don't have any, you just, is that like,
it's kind of
just you talking?
Yeah. It's based on like your words. And I was thankful enough that I had coaches that like, networking, like at the end of the day, like you never know what's happening.
Yeah.
So I like say it's a blessed, like when coaches ask to talk, just talk, like I'd say talk to them, get their information. Cause when I hit the portal, they all hit me back up. They were like, oh my gosh, Sydney, we saw you in the portal. Yeah. They remembered me, all my things. And so I was thankful enough that like I had like, you know, all of that information where they believed and trust me. Cause at the end of the day, it became like my word against, you know?
Yeah.
And so
they have
like,
to have faith in you.
Yep.
Cause if they're not seeing you in person right then or on video, like they have to go off something.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So they're going on your first encounter with them and then like just conversations at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you think your maturity level and your personality being like assertive made the difference there?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And you even like can talk to like the school I committed to now, like they'll even say like, oh my gosh, like you've changed a lot. Cause I used to be, and then, you know, they talk to me now and they're like, yeah, you could tell there's a difference and like, you know what I want, you know?
Yeah. 100%. Well, I mean, were you advocating for yourself or at that point? I mean, like you're, I don't know, what, 19, 20 years old? Like, do your parents still deal with that or is this you?
No, it's all me.
Okay.
I mean, I'm at a point like, and coaches like to see you do it on your own because, you know, you have some parents
know. I don't know. So I just wonder, like, are the players really like having all the conversations, doing the outreach, making the decisions?
Yeah, I know, 100%. Like, before the portal opens, I had like probably 50 emails that I had, you know, sent to all these different colleges, sent them in the morning, they'd send me back or text me, call me. But I'm like, that first week, I had probably at least 20 different calls with different coaches and just like working around their schedule, my schedule and all. Yeah, no. So I'd say it's...
Okay, that's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So that's like what your job was at the time. So what happened? What'd you decide and where'd you go?
Yeah, so I had two colleges that I had brought it down to. I ended up picking a private school up in Ohio called Tiffin University. So I ended up going there. Before I committed, I ended up going on a visit. And so I had checked the school out. I loved it. Coaches all had big personality. Like, it was just everything I wanted.
Yeah, it felt good. Were they on your radar first round? Like,
I had talked to them in high school, but, you know, at that time I was like, you know, 16, 17, I'm like, Ohio, what? Like, you know.
I mean, Ohio is a big change from Frisco,
Texas. Oh, 100%.
So you've been there, have you had now I'm back, I'm messed up on my years, but
I went in there in this fall.
Okay, so you're in your first school year. First school year, first playing season would be like happening now, right? Okay, so how's it going with being at Tiffin?
Oh, it was awesome. I ended up first, so like got to play preseason games, all of that. First conference game, went in, tore my ACL again. So that was a big, you know, like, okay, what the, you know. Yeah. But I ended up having like these coaches like were like, Sydney, like, we don't really care. Like, we'll have you for 6 years. Like, aww, we love you. And so it was really good to like hear that because I was like, oh, great. There goes my scholarship.
Right.
Like, I just got here.
Yeah.
But those, like, they were really awesome. Like, where I was able to come back to Texas and do rehab for, you know, the rest of the semester, do online, and then come back for the last 2 weeks and finish up finals.
Okay. So, yeah. So, you went back. Okay. So, you did get to play with him a little bit.
Like, yeah.
Has setting the injury aside, which I know is probably hard to do, but, like, has playing at that college level been what you wanted it to be? Like, the girls and the coaching and the facilities and just being at that level.
Oh, yeah.
When you're here in high school playing, like, has it been what you wanted?
I'd say that...
Or what you expected.
Yeah. Well, the facilities I played in high school, I'll probably, you know, like, yeah. It's Frisco. Like, yeah. You get the best...
You start pretty...
Yeah. High. So, it's like, when you get to college, it's already like, okay, I've already played the best facilities I have in high school. But mm-hmm. at the same time, like... You know, I was playing clubs, so we used to play in the middle of, like, nowhere, you know? So
yeah.
Where I'm at, and, like, we have an indoor facility. We have an outdoor just because of snow and all of that. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, I have places yeah. to go no matter, you know.
You're probably indoor a lot.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. This, yeah. The whole spring we will be because it snows a lot.
Yeah. Is the level of rigor for student athletes to be training and competing, or, you know, the training schedule and keep up with school harder than you thought, what you thought? Easy transition for
it's,
that part of it?
Yeah, well, so high school, I was playing high school, you know, soccer, club, track, cross country.
You were busy.
So, yeah, so mm-hmm. I was doing, like, you know, the 2-a-days every day. And, like, I'll be honest, like, college, it's your job. Like, you're in the season, you don't have time to slack up. You're up in the morning, you're training, you're grinding, and then it's school, then it's study hours, and then it's yeah. dinner, and you just start it over. And I'll, like, if you don't think you're ready for it, like, it's a lot. So if you're not ready for that pressure or that, you know, maturity, like, I've seen so many girls quit just because yeah. of that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like so many people don't understand the job, the commitment. Mm-hmm. And you hear it and people say it, but probably until you're experiencing it, you probably, like, you hear from people that you sort of need to realize or decide, like, do you want the traditional college mm-hmm. experience that another girl yes. your age would have? That they get to go out mm-hmm. and do all the different social things and have all the time they really want, except yeah. a few hours they're in class every day, right? Mm-hmm. Or what you have, because yeah. you couldn't have them both at mm-hmm. the same time, right?
No.
Yeah.
Well, we had girls, like, at Sam Houston, like, sorority, like, you know, they did try to balance sorority and soccer, and it was like they had to miss a lot of sorority events.
Yeah.
But then if that, like, they'd have a practice and then they're on to the sorority event, and I'm like, I'm exhausted. Like, I was like, there's no way I would have been, like,
you're tired. Social energy.
Yeah. I'm like, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Okay, so now you're home over break mm-hmm. and you finished finals and all that. So what's your plan going forward from here?
So plan right now is, so I'll be rehabbing, been rehabbing. I'll end up going back for the spring. By that time, I'll have started running. So the goal is by, you know, the spring semester, I'll come back and get cleared. Goal is like June to get cleared, and then I'll be able to play next season.
Okay.
So.
Are injuries like that, like yours, first of all, was it the same knee?
Yeah.
Same. Was it the same, like,
yep.
ligament?
Yep, only ACL. So, okay. Yeah. So, well, what happened is, I guess, like, the doctor did my ACL, the graft came loose. So, when I went in for the tackle, the graft came loose, but they had to do a whole ACL reconstruction just because it came loose and out of place.
So, it was more likely that it happened because of the first injury.
Yes.
Right? So, your coaches sound... really supportive and don't think of it as soon mm-hmm. today. Is this a super common injury for girl soccer players?
I feel like nowadays, yes.
I feel like it is.
Yeah.
Not just girls.
But it's the, like, you walk into my, like, I do PT, the amount of ACL, like, it's ridiculous.
That's what I mean. Like, they're probably, like, not used to it, but coaches are probably like,
yeah,
okay, this is it. Like, mm-hmm. this is normal for injuries now. I don't understand why that is, and I don't think you do. I mean, I don't know if you do either, but it just seems like it is super prevalent more and more and more.
Well, and, like, just the way the girls' bodies are, our hips are so wide, so it comes in, and so, like, the reason you see it more in girls because we have wider hips, and so, like, when we go in for tackles and stuff, like, that's why, like, they say it's, like, just because of our hips and stuff. And, like, you know, if it's that time of month, it just, everything's, like, not as
looser.
Strong. Yeah, it's looser.
Yeah. I know. That is interesting. Is, like, inside, like, a female's body, like, things are inflamed or yep. not, and all the different things, mm-hmm. and like your health changes
oh, yeah.
throughout like your days and months, and it's mm-hmm. really, it's really fascinating to know, and it's also like it makes sense why there yeah. are more of these injuries in girls, but to have it twice is just like it did yeah. gut you.
Yeah, I think the first one took a really mental toll on me. Mm-hmm. It was my first injury. Like mm-hmm. I got to a point like I was crying, like I just couldn't like take it. So I ended yeah. up going to see someone. Yeah. So I ended up going to see a therapist, talking it out. And she had really just stated like I was grieving a loss. Like I yeah. couldn't like just take it. Like I was just grieving so much that I yeah. couldn't like just realize
your
what
loss
was
is yeah. like that dream of high school senior.
Yeah, and it was
and
senior
state
year
and all
and
the
state. And it was like
because of your team is who you yeah. are. Like it was a big thing.
It was a huge thing. And so it was like, geez, I can't be a part of that. Mm-hmm. And so you're watching everyone else, and it so that I that was a big toll yeah. on me. This second time around has just been 10 times, but like I just mentally just so much better. And I think it's because I know what to expect and what to do right this time. So I kind of get like a do-over kind of in a way, if you get
That's
what I mean.
Interesting. Yeah, for sure. So you know what's happening to you.
Yeah.
You know what, yeah, what to expect. You know, like the proper way to time yourself yep. and not to rush yourself
yep.
and to like just let mm-hmm. your body
yep.
do what it needs to do and the doctors and all that good stuff. So has this experience getting hurt but then playing for one college and then coaches leaving and going through mm-hmm. the portal process, sounds like you learned a lot through that, and then getting hurt again and having these coaches and this whole couple, what, 3 years I feel
yeah,
like
yeah.
of this, has this made you like, do you want to coach? Do you want to do in the medical? Like, what do you want to do with your life? And has this impacted that at all?
Yeah. So, no, I've definitely thought about coaching when I got older. I'm looking right now, it's business and sales is kind of okay. the goal at the moment. But yeah. I'd love to, like, you know, coach in the years. I love soccer. So yeah. I would definitely for sure want to stick around it and probably do something with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I feel like naturally you are good at coaching yeah. and leading, and you're vocal and all yeah. that stuff. And but going through this, I feel like you could have a very relatable like connection with mm-hmm. players because you've seen
yeah.
a lot of what you know what you had to go through. And so I just wondered if like yeah, if you'd stick around the sport and the players
yeah.
and everything, even when you're done. I mean, you still have really 3 years.
I have 4 years.
4 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
So I'll
okay.
have yeah. So I'll get my master's. Yeah.
Oh wow.
yeah, that's yeah. the goal, is to get the master's. And,
man.
Yeah.
That's like a whole nother lifetime, 4 years.
Yeah.
I know when you think back to like your 4 years of high school, right? Do you,
oh, yeah.
like you have that mm-hmm. to do all over again
oh,
in college.
Yeah.
That's a long, I mean, it is
yeah.
a long time for you for now. That's exciting though.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sitting down with me. I know that you have like this crazy busy schedule with not only just being a college student, but rehabbing and mm-hmm. all of that that comes with it, and then home for the holidays. And you have a birthday coming up?
Yep, tomorrow.
tomorrow!
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Thank
Early
you.
Birthday. Yay, fun. So when this publishes, it'll probably have already happened, depending on how fast I'm editing. But I just appreciate you coming over and
yeah.
like sitting down and kind of explaining your story, because you're not the only person I know right now that has their second ACL injury that they're
yeah.
going through. And so it's happening, and it's not common, but it's a thing
it's, yep.
that athletes are going through, and it's so hard, and it feels like super crushing. But I think when people see other people that are getting through it and have mm-hmm. a really good positive mindset like you do, it's helpful.
Yeah. No, 100%.
So thanks.
All right. Thank you so much.
That's our episode for today. Hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at @hustle_and_pro and follow us on YouTube to get notifications of the latest episodes.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.